Throw some extra clothes in your suitcase, because this week's discovery ends up on an extended visit to a small town. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. No matter how much we try to plan out every detail of our lives, things rarely go according to our plans. And in Stuck in Manistique, by author Dennis Cuesta, a couple of people with very detailed plans find them all derailed in a small town away from home. The story travels to Michigan's Upper Peninsula with Chicagoan Mark after his adventure-loving Aunt Vivian dies and leaves everything to him. Mark hasn't heard from Vivian in years, so he had no idea that she was living in the small town of Manistique, and it isn't until Dr. Emily Davis shows up looking for a place to stay that he realizes that she'd been running a bed and breakfast. More lodgers follow, and he finds himself surrounded by eccentric guests as he tries to figure out how to sell the house and leave Manistique behind. Now, if you've ever traveled to the Upper Peninsula, you'll recognize the sights, the landmarks, and the personalities of the area in this charmingly quirky tale. As Mark and Emily both reluctantly extend their time in Manistique, they find themselves tangled up in the small-town web, which gives the story plenty of amusing surprises and quirky characters to keep it entertaining. Still, the relationship between Mark and Emily is an awkward one. At times, the author seems to be aiming for a romantic connection, only to state that there is no attraction. But, well, maybe. And that waffling is frustrating and often uncomfortable. Eventually, though, the characters find their way, just in time for their story to come to an abrupt conclusion. There are revelations and decisions that happen a little too quickly, offering minimal resolution, and that sure to leave readers wishing that they could have been stuck in Manistique just a little while longer. But is it worth spending time in the UP? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. With its unique setting and lovable characters, Stuck in Manistique is a charming and entertaining novel. It certainly has its share of flaws and missteps, but after reading it, you may find yourself looking into your own Upper Peninsula adventure. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Stuck in Manistique by Dennis Cuesta is 272 small-town charming pages long and is available from Celestial Eyes Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.